For me, the Lou Rawls trademark, the thing that just makes him so different, were his monologues.
Well, that was a rather outrageous, very different thing. Just to hear the voice of a black man speaking on a record was very not done. It was very unprecedented in the 1960s. And it certainly was something that caught the ears of a lot of people at that point. You know, nobody had heard anything like that before, just to hear a guy talking. And Sammy Davis Jr. said that for a black entertainer to come on singing and dancing was difficult enough, but then when black comedians like Nipsey Russell and Dick Gregory started to break through, that was even more of an upheaval because, you know, for a black man to come on talking was, you know, even more of a scandal than a black man singing or dancing at that point. You know, even was it acceptable for blacks to be song and dance men, you know, they still were not accepted as intellectuals, and they still were not accepted as just people who could get up on stage and talk. And that really was kind of like the next wave.